This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster, my podcast.
And this is The Worm.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Doing The Worm.
Yeah, the popular dance. The dance that was banned for some reason at my middle school dances.
Like, ooh.
I could see it for safety reasons. Because, like, oh, like, maybe we had a bunch of people who lost their front two teeth doing The Worm.
Yeah.
But it was couched in it being overly sexual.
Oh, because you're just floor humping.
Right. Yeah. So you couldn't do The Worm. There were people who decided to do protest worms, and they were escorted out.
I'm protester. I'm going to buy you this t-shirt that says, keep calm and do the worm dance.
Yeah, these are worms. We have a wide variety.
An entertaining quartet.
Yes. I'm a fan of these guys. There's not an awful lot of ecology here, but there are some disturbing ideas from being eaten alive or trying to get something out of you before it crawls to your heart and kills you.
I know I'm not asking for a medal, but when we were recording Outer Suffering right before this, I had a Facebook window still open.
Okay.
And one of the animal groups that I follow posted someone getting botflies removed.
Oh God, no.
It's just like, don't do that. No. But like, also I did, you know, during the entire time we were talking about Street Fighter II, the movie, the game, I like out of the corner of my eye, not the entire time, but somebody like started, I was just like, what is that? And I looked over and managed to not, you know, puke.
Yeah,
or bring out botflies.
God, I remember being super young and looking at Snopes, you know, just like, oh, like here's this image is like, oh, and here's just a picture of somebody with a botfly in their eye. Like, no, nope, not in the eye. Nope.
Yeah. Not, I mean, not anything, but not in the eye.
Yeah, no, sorry. Like you mentioned a botfly and I got up and I walked across the room and came back.
Yeah, they're extremely rough.
Yeah. But we're not talking about botflies right now. We're talking about worms.
But that's what rock grubs are like.
Yes.
You know, a little bit. A
little bit.
So.
A little bit.
Let's go. Yeah, let's do it in reverse. Let's do our rock grubs first.
Yeah, let's do that. So these guys live in refuse. So like either in dumps or in like sewers and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, they live in sewers. And their whole thing is they get into your skin. They numb you up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is good.
You need a wisdom check to notice them. Right.
And you're like, oh, I got numbed up. No, I didn't get numbed up. Everything's fine. Yeah. All hail El Monster. And then they start burrowing towards your heart to kill you.
Yep. So it's a little bit like when that butterfly curls up on Homer's hand.
Yeah. God, I love that joke. Where he holds the penny.
He squeezes the penny's heart. Like, it's moving toward his brain.
Yeah, there's just like no resolution. Yeah. It's just a weird moment. Yeah. It's like that, except it kills your D&D character if you don't get like a cure disease.
Right. Within like 1d3 turns or something.
Turns. So 10 to 30 minutes. The amount of time in either a Tim and Eric episode or an episode of The Good Place with commercials.
Wait, after 1d6 rounds though. Holy
That's when
shit.
They're too deep. That's not when you die. That means you can't burn them out.
Okay. All right. Whew. Yeah. And these things, they're like tiny. They numb you up and just...
Pretty nasty.
I cannot brook it.
Nasty. As a gameplay mechanic, not super into it.
This is a trap. Like,
yeah, it's just instant death, and in D&D is not my favorite thing.
No.
You know,
no.
And it's like once at 1d6, like if you just don't have cure disease memorized, like because of Vancey and magic, like, well, I can't sleep for 8 hours. Like you only have 10 minutes, you know? So.
Yeah.
This is a preparedness test with really, really harsh results.
Right. Yeah. Bookworm's a little bit more benign.
Oh yeah, like you think?
Like, what?
I'd say inarguably more benign.
Understatement is a rhetorical device, Gary.
I know.
Okay.
So these guys eat books.
Silence there. If you're listening like on a podcast app that crushes silences, there was roughly like 7 minutes there where Gary didn't respond to me.
I was drinking water. That's right. Beside. How best to respond.
But yes, bookworms, they eat up your books.
Yeah, they eat books. And they try to get away if you see them.
Right.
But that's what they do. They try to avoid capture or combat.
Right.
Combat. Dun, 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 dun. You know, just
I'm just picturing like the evolutionary conditions that will produce something that can subsist only on paper, leather, and glue.
I'm sure this exists. Yeah. Like, I'm sure there are like such things. I mean, there's termites, which are very similar.
Yeah.
Doing
a search for bookworms just pulls up the game, which is a fine game.
Yeah, those are fun. The reason why these are interesting in D&D is they'll get your wizard scrolls and shit.
Yeah.
The
giant bloodworm. I didn't see like okay. Tell me what's interesting about this besides the fact that it lives in blood.
He's a leech.
Yeah.
Like you step on him and he bites you and leeches you.
Right.
Is like his whole thing and drains your blood and. Whoa, excuse me. That water was boy. I'm drinking my beef soup.
Feisty water.
Yeah. The and they regenerate they do tons of damage.
Mm.
So like it's 1d8 per round while they're sucking on you. So like
oh, Jesus. Yeah.
It's a lot of blood. Like an average wizard might only have 4 hit points of blood in them.
Mm.
So they can just slurp it.
Yep.
You know? Yeah. So it's like they shotgun your blood.
Yeah, hooked up to the fire hose.
Yeah.
Doing a U stand.
Yeah. they bite your ankle and then they ask you to open your mouth so it's like a shotgun.
Yep.
So the air causes the blood.
And they get their buddy to stab you.
Yeah. their buddy the rock grub.
Mm.
You don't even feel it. And then the biggest one, the marquee one, which like, you know, in some ways the least interesting one is the purple worm.
Yes.
It's just like a gigantic worm.
Yeah, it's the 25 foot long, and its biggest kind of combat advantage is the fact that on a successful enough roll, it will swallow you whole, which is a peculiar kind of like combat scenario, and I can see you being pretty dramatic because you only have a certain amount of time to get yourself out.
You can dig yourself out. The inside has low armor class, but you do less damage because of the acid.
Right,
you have a certain number of times, so it's kind of cool. It's not instant death. You have like a certain amount of time to get out. Mm-hmm. And then when they have babies, they only meet to mate. When they have babies, a new worm hatches. It burrows underground, never to be seen by its siblings again. So it's like they immediately nope out, get everything.
Yep. It doesn't take years of like political differences and just accumulated resentment to make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird because the one thing that I noticed about this is like this is how you should do the varieties. Like, oh, the mottled worm, it's just it lives in water, like in muck at the bottom of water. Good. This doesn't need like an H2.
You know?
Like it's just a small paragraph. Same thing with thunder herders. Like, okay, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
I feel like we should have ended on rock grubs because that would have given us a better punchline. I have nothing funny to say about the purple worm.
It was unfortunate. I mean, it definitely doesn't. It sounds like a euphemism, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Like, given the purple worm, like it seems like this is a joke.
Yeah.
Like a joke entry. Like some D&D man wanted to throw in this euphemism.
No.
But then when you look at it, it's like pretty scary.
Yeah. It's.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't in real life like I don't truck with worms. Like I don't hate them or anything. But like I'm, you know, they're pretty much worms to me.
Yeah.
Like I just things are gross.
Yep.
It's
good.
It's very intense what we do to them for fishing.
It is.
Have we talked about that before?
No, we definitely haven't, and we're definitely to the point where we need to find a punchline real quick here. But
yeah, I'm hoping this will do it somewhere in here. Yeah, I don't have something planned though. So
yeah, let's find that. I never quite got used to baiting a hook.
It's a real torturous thing to do because it's like we're gonna stab you a bunch of times, but you're gonna live. Like I want to watch you move around. You have to move around. That's part of the plan.
Uh-huh.
And then we're gonna drown you until you get eaten. Like it's a real like, Rasputin kind of scenario for these little shits.
Yeah. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.